Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and just excited to be with you again here today. And as we are wrapping up our focus this week around the relationship of singleness, as we've been over the last couple of weeks, as we began a new series, me and you, as we've looked at the significance of relationships in our lives. First and foremost, our vertical relationship with God that He created us from and for relationships with Him, and also for our horizontal relationships, that it was not good for man to be alone, that we needed relationships with other human beings. And so in this week, we've really leaned in on this significance of singleness. And it's one of those relationships in the church that historically we maybe haven't done a great job at loving, equipping, and bringing in those who are navigating a single life, whether that's a young adult who's not married, or whether that is a widow or widower, whether that is somebody who is later on in their life and they are still single, whether it's those that have chosen a life of singleness, or those who have maybe desired marriage, but for one reason or another, haven't been able to experience that. And so really what I've really appreciated about digging into the scriptures this week, and even from the sermon this past Sunday, really just helping us to see as a church that we are to, that our vision, right? We want to be a church where no one walks alone, and that no one most certainly includes those in our lives, those in our community, and especially those in our churches who are single. And in our scripture, that one of the scriptures today to focus on that I want to mention is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I know earlier in the week a lot of the focus was on 1 Corinthians 7, but even as Paul continued his letter to the Corinthians in chapter 12, he really gets to the importance of spiritual gifts and really the importance of the body of Christ, and how, you know, the eye can't look to the hand and say, I have no need for you. But because the body is interconnected, verse 26 in chapter 12 says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. And so it's this reality that for those that in our church that are single, that one of the responsibilities that we have, and really opportunities we have as the church, is to walk alongside them in life. And I think that's one of the things that can be really challenging for those who are single. I'm married, and so whenever I come home, or whenever I have a hard day, or whenever I'm needing to navigate through something, I physically have someone here with me that I can lean on, that I could talk to, that I can open up to. And so it can just be easier, if it would, for me, if I'm going through a hard time, to be able to share that with my spouse and with my family. And for someone who's single, while they most certainly can have roommates and people they live with, it can just be harder where they feel like they are suffering or walking through things alone. And one of our values at LifePoint, right, is authentic community, that we are family. And what we mean by that is that not only is community a good idea because it helps us from being loneliness, but community is God's idea, because it's how we're meant to grow in our relationship with Jesus and how we're to make disciples in relationships with one another. And so we want to prioritize relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ who are single. And so just as we conclude the week, and as we even reprioritize and think about this moving forward, I hope that maybe the Lord has prompted you, and the Holy Spirit has brought people to mind in at your campus, in your life, who are single, that you could invest in, that you can do life with. And for those of you that are single, that there are people in your life that you could greater pursue relationship with, to connect with, friendship and cultivation of your spiritual growth. And so as we think about this as a church, I want us to keep being a church where everyone in our community is welcomed to connect into authentic community, that we can help love and serve our brothers and sisters, whether they're married or whether they're single, whatever stage of life that they have, that we could help invest in them. And so perhaps one of the things you could do for a family is that you can be intentional about spending time and inviting a single person into your life to help you see your family rhythms and your come to your kids' ball games and to have dinner and to help with bedtime, not to babysit for you, but to be a part of the family with you and to help invite them into that. Think about holidays as things come up, whether it's Christmas or Easter or other kinds of events, to Thanksgiving, to invite singles over into your house. To help just them feel a sense of family if perhaps they have family that's further away or maybe it's even a challenging home environment. But one of the great things that we get as the body of Christ is no matter what our present situation is, no matter what our family status is, our relationship status is, that we as the family of God have the honor of cultivating and inviting people into our family as God's children. And so I hope this week that that's been an encouragement to you. I know it's challenged me, and I'm just excited to see how we as a church can keep investing in the people in our church that the Lord has brought us, that we could learn the secret of contentment that Paul talks about, that we can lead the life that the Lord has assigned to us, that we can embrace the gift that God has given us, whether that's the gift of marriage or the gift of singleness. Either way, that we could be devoted to the kingdom of God, to help people draw life from him and to point others to him. And so let me pray for you and let me pray for those in our church, specifically our single brothers and sisters, and especially for those of us who know some single people in our lives, that we could just continue to love them and encourage them and invest in them and to help one another be more like Jesus. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thanks for this week and thanks for just the chance that we've had as a church to pause and really to lean into the scriptures, Lord, to see what your word would have to say about the relationships of those who are single, Lord, those in our lives and those who are listening, Lord, who perhaps have wrestled, who have struggled with this desire to not, they don't want to be single. And yet in the midst of that, may they go to you and be reminded that they're not alone. They don't need somebody else to complete them. They don't need somebody else to fulfill them, that in Christ, they have all that they need and that they could keep walking and pursuing with you. And Lord, and to experience the love of Christ in a very unique and powerful way. And I pray for those of us in our church, Lord, who aren't single, who are married and have children, that God, we would be able to continue to intentionally pursue those in our relationships, those in our circles, those in our life groups, those in our campuses, to be able to pursue people in our lives, Lord, who are single, to do life with them, to love them, encourage them, and to invite them into our family, and so that they could continue to cultivate these healthy, godly relationships so that together we can better accomplish the mission of God for us here in Central Ohio. And so, Lord, thanks for your goodness in our lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?